listening to Eclectic Residents on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Before I begin the show, I'd like to acknowledge that we're on Treaty 1 territory, in the land that we broadcast from, the land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residents on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keely, and you just heard Strange World by Lalids. I think I maybe pronounced that wrong, but that's okay. From their album News of the Universe. I've got some guests on the show with me today. I've got Holy Void.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You want to introduce yourselves for our listeners?
Sure. I'm Danny.
I'm Marina.
And I'm Michael.
Okay. And what do you, I guess, like, all play if someone's, like, not familiar with Holy Boy?
Yeah. I'm violin, electric violin.
Cool.
This is Michael, and I play mostly guitar and singing.
And I play bass and I sing.
Cool. So, yeah.
All right.
Nice introduction.
Got that out of the way.
Thanks for having us on.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about, like, Holy Void as a band or as a project?
We've been around since 2015. Is that when we?
I think our first EP was 2015. So we've been, I think we played in 2014, but we didn't release anything till 2015. So we're about 10 years old now.
Oh my gosh.
We started as a four piece with Michael and Grant Triple, who both played in the, or still play in the band called the Catamounts. Mm. And me and Kyle Owen, and we both played in a band called Surprise Party for a long time. We didn't really know each other too well. It was kind of like me and Kyle and Grant and Michael. And then we both kind of liked the same type of music and wanted to start a new project. And we kind of forced ourselves to become a band and then friends. And it's been... peace and harmony ever since. And magic.
And it's expanded since then, right.
So in 2019, we had Marina join. We did a Venus and Furs by the Velvet Underground cover. Hmm. And we wanted someone to play violin. Marina played violin. And at that same practice, she, like, learned all the songs.
Yeah, just jammed along to the whole set. And it was, like, perfect. So we were like, why don't you just come play with us more?
We went on tour the next week, like three days later.
I was like, hey, do you want to go on tour, like, tomorrow?
And I did. Yeah. I just finished tree planting, so I had all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm. And then then Marina moved to Nanaimo, and we still wanted strings, I guess, in the band, and Marina suggested Rob. And then Rob learned the songs in like one day too. So I guess
our songs are very complicated.
They kind of are.
They can be. Sometimes.
They can be sometimes.
Yes. The magic of strings, I guess. We learn fast.
And if you can learn our songs in one day, then you can be in the band. So Rob's in the band.
That's a high bar.
Yeah.
We're going to play your song Dead, which I guess is the newer one.
Yes, it came out 1 month ago. We just got our Spotify 1 month review from Spotify.
How'd that go?
No comment. It's our most popular song by far, but it's...
Radio play is always better.
We might have made like $3 now.
No, like 30 cents.
Radio play is always better.
I think... We've never had more monthly listeners ever, so this is about the peak. Last week, I think, was the peak of the band and ever. It was amazing. And
we're so famous now.
What is the song about other than dead?
It's like
pain.
A person who's being sacrificed by a group of people, I guess, and... I don't know. That's just kind of... I think I was really into kind of cults and stuff when I was...
Which cult were you in?
I don't know. I'm not very good at articulating myself, but...
A lot of the songs have, like, a cult, like, overtones, I guess.
So yeah, so you could tell where my brain was at during the pandemic. Listening to lots of cults on like, or lots of podcasts on like Heaven's Gate and what else? There's one really weird one that I forget the name of. They all had like really crazy names, like in like the 70s cults. There's like Holy Christ Church of the New World or something, like, you know, and they just were like super radical, like not radical in a good way, but like crazy. And you just kind of write about that.
I'm surprised there's not more cults now that you. I mean, you hear about lots, but like.
I think there's some pretty big ones.
There are pretty big ones, yeah.
There's some big ones.
But
like, I'm surprised there's not more with the internet. I don't know.
You need more material? Yeah. Like, there's not enough.
We're running out of material. So
make more cults.
Oh my gosh. The Holy Void cult. Okay, this is Dead by Holy Void.
We'll be right back. And much to my surprise, I caught you on the number line. You never called my name on the telephone. You never called my name on the
Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Resonance on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard Telephone by Black Angels. And before that was Sweet Face by Sam Jr. and Tess Parks.
Yeah.
Why did you pick those two songs?
I don't know. I saw Sam Jr. in 2022 in Toronto. And it was like one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was it was really, really good. I don't know how to describe it though,
like
in a captivating way. Like, but if you're ever in Toronto and see a Sam Jr. poster and they're playing while you're there, you should check it out. It was great. It's like members of Broken Social Scene, but they like super like heavy psych music, and there's like tambourine, and at some point some dude plays like the flute, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just like loud, fluttery psych rock, and it's great. It was a really good show, and that was one of the songs that they played. And then I listened to it after, and I've just been, I guess, like, you know, like we started recording this album that we're here to talk about in like 2022, I think, is when we started doing the drums. So like, there's like songs like that were kind of on the back of my head. That like, it'd be sweet if, I don't think any song really sounds like that or anything, but like there was kind of in the back of my head, it'd be sweet if. If something sounded like that. But I don't know. And then Telephone, I think Marina picked. Michael, I forgot to send you the playlist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
Didn't get to pick any songs. Oh, no.
Do you want to pick a song?
No, it's just as well, because I don't want to say anything anyways, so.
And then, of course, kicking off the block of tunes that we heard was your song, Dead. Which, that's on the new EP that...
Yeah.
Is it an EP or album?
It's an album.
Album. New album. When does it come out?
December 13th.
Okay.
Friday
December the 13th. December.
The countdown
Friday
begins.
Friday the 13th.
Of December.
Yes. That's it. Right. Rob drilled that into our head, but I messed it up. Yeah. So that'll be on there.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah. How was like recording the album? Do you want to talk a little bit about like the recording process or the writing process behind the album?
Tedious.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it was really fun. But it did take a long time.
Yeah. We had to record the drums a couple times. And you know, like as you get older, like everyone's availability is kinda tough to work around. So, and then we had six people in the band, so it was just hard to get together. But I think we had the songs for a long time, and when we were actually recording them, it was a nice process, and it was like everything turned out super, super well. So like I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, and Grant's such a stellar engineer. Like, is just, it sounds so, everything sounds so good.
Yeah,
easy to work with, you know. We're all like,
Grant,
you know,
Grant,
it's fun to record with Grant.
Yeah. It is. He's great.
Grant plays guitar in Holy Void, but he also is one of the engineers at Exchange District Studios. So,
okay.
If anyone likes how our album sounds, hit him up. He has a great mind for engineering music, and we're very fortunate that he kind of guided us through this album, like he has our other albums. And yeah, it turned out really, really, really well. We're proud of it.
Okay. And we're going to play the Holy Void song, Too Close to the Sun, next.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to talk about this tune?
No.
It's about swimming.
Yeah.
This one's about...
It's about swimming.
Swimming.
In the ocean.
Oh, okay. That's a shift from, like, cults.
Is it? Is it, though? I don't know. It's kind of a song that references that, the story of Icarus in a way. But, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, I made it up during the pandemic, and it's a fun little tune, I guess.
A fun little ditty.
Yeah.
Both the fastness of swimming in the ocean.
Here we go. About swimming in the ocean.
It's too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard the live version of Umam by Sylft. I'm not sure if I pronounced that properly.
I honestly don't know either.
My Levitation Sessions, the live album. Before that was Walk Like a, you know, word that I'm not allowed to say on the radio.
Oops.
Mother F. by Ghost Funk Orchestra from their album A Song for Paul.
McCartney.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
Or Paul from the Bible.
Maybe.
That seems to be like in line with your random theme. Any thoughts on like why you picked those songs or
well I picked the one by Ghost Funk Orchestra. Mm-hmm. I just
the one with the bad words
bad
in the
word,
title.
Bad word song. I was listening to that on repeat for like a year. Mm-hmm. Last year, I think.
Okay.
And I love it. It's so fun. And like I would walk down my hill to it, so I would be walking like a, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great song.
You had the power walk.
Yes.
The
yes.
Walk like a yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Michael, why did you pick your song?
I was the Slift or whatever, however you say their name. I just got back from Austin. Levitation Psych Fest, and it was eating some delicious tacos, but Slift was the bet, like the best, one of my favorite performances, and Acid Mother's Temple, they were really good too.
Nice.
Mm. That was really fun festival to go to.
What festival?
Levitation.
Okay.
In Austin, and it was like all nice and warm, and there's just so many bars and venues and so much. Like there's just food trucks and tacos everywhere, and
so Winnipeg like, needs more tacos.
Holy, I mean, I live right beside one of my favorite taco joints, like Sergeant Taco, but there's just so many good places. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so you guys have a show coming up.
We do.
It's going with the album release.
Friday the 13th of December.
December.
Hmm. Okay. And it's at the Western Cultural Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets are available on the website.
Okay.
www.wecc.
The show has a theme, too.
Yes, it's Christmas, and you should dress up.
Like an elf? Or Santa?
Or Krampus?
You can get creative. We don't discriminate.
Mm.
You could dress up like...
Dress up like in...
It could be a gift.
That Santa's elf.
Like a submarine you could wear.
if you like. Why not?
You know, you could dress as an alien. Christmas alien.
Ooh.
Okay. And our next song is your song, Fear Your Mind. Do you want to tell me a little bit about this song?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to. But it's a song.
Did you write it?
I did. It's a song about overcoming your fears. I don't think I can tell the story of this one, unfortunately. But it's
a story that they're going to have to hear if they come to the show.
Yeah.
It's about temporary mental health issues.
Hmm.
Sure. Yeah, but it's it was kind of a song that there's a kind of a band experience that kind of was pretty crazy, but brought a lot of us together like more together, and it's kind of a song about how I kind of like how in a way I kind of think of it as like kind of a unifying song for us, like we're all kind of there for each other or something. I don't know, but I don't know, the lyrics don't really talk, like if you listen to the song and listen to what I just said, you'd be like, what? So So yeah, I don't know. It's but yeah, it's on the new record.
Okay.
All will be revealed in time and out the Friday the 13th
of December.
On vinyl.
Did you pick like the date for like? Was it a happy coincidence or was it like?
Because it's close to my birthday.
I think Rob intentionally picked it. I think Rob saw it on the calendar. And was like, no, I don't want to do the Australian accent. But he said no. I think he said no way. How about that? That lines up perfectly. His words and the
stars aligned.
Yeah, then, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out that way.
Can't resist.
Like we had the idea to do. Rob had the idea to do Oh Holy Night. And then I think he looked at the calendar in December and said, no way. It's Friday the 13th in December. So it just kind of worked out. It's like serendipitous. It's magic. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
A Christmas miracle.
This is Fear Your Mind, My Holy Boy.
Doing it.
Hey folks. You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard Fear in Your Mind by Holy Void. So if you liked any of what you heard today, go to the show on December 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
December 13th.
Of December.
At the West End Cultural Center, you have pre-sale tickets and
yep.
stuff.
And at the West End Cultural Center website, you can pre-buy your ticket.
Okay.
For but $20. But if that's not the price, excuse me.
They made like a question.
You can't. It's, I think, what the price is. And then $30 at the door.
Okay, so in advance is always always good, I guess.
Yes, we yeah. encourage.
Yeah.
Save some.
I don't want to be preached. You do whatever you want. I don't tell people what to do. If you want to pay $30 at the door instead of $20 in advance, be my guest. That's fine. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I do it. I do it all the time, and it's bad for your wallet, but, you know, you don't know what you're going to do until the day of, then it's a good option.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to do pre-sale, and I'm going to encourage them to think about their costumes.
Yes, if you, well.
No.
We didn't get the.
We didn't get the okay. Still waiting for. That's
no,
okay.
I don't think we can do it.
It's okay.
We were thinking about if you dressed like a. Never mind.
It's okay.
We won't do
That's
it.
That's all right. But you can come dressed up anyway if you
If you feel
choose.
Like dressing one up.
Like Krampus or an elf.
Like an elf, like Santa's elf.
It would add
or
to
Rudolph.
The add to the holy spirit of the spirit. Night or
to
whatever.
The holiness of the night.
The holy
teeny.
Void
I'm
part
picturing
of the night.
Tiny Tim.
Tiny
yeah.
Tim. I would love if Tiny Tim showed up.
Yeah. Or Scrooge. Or,
so but as, like, the Muppets in the Muppets.
The little frog. Kermit the Frog's, like, little son.
Is
Tiny
Kermit
Tim.
Little Timmy?
No, he, like, his son. If you watch it, it's Kermit the Frog is
I definitely
the, is
have
the
to
dad.
That.
And then Kermit has a little frog it's son who is Tiny Tim who passes away. And it's very heavy.
Mm. Okay. Well, if you'd like to hear more about Kermit the Frog... Really, anything? Go to the show, but you can also follow Holy Void on. You have like,
Instagram at Holy Void.
Band. Holy Void Band.
Holy Void Band. Yeah. And then Marina, we have a TikTok.
We do. It's also Holy Void Band.
It's
easy, accessible. It's fun there.
Yeah. Right on.
Okay. And any streaming platforms.
Everyone.
So,
I guess Spotify, Apple Music,
probably.
Tidal,
Bandcamp,
Deezer, I think, maybe. I don't know. Deezer. I shouldn't say Deezer.
I think probably. I'd say there's a pretty good chance.
Amazon, YouTube Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of the things. So there's lots of options.
CD.
Or you can, like, actually buy a CD, right?
Vinyl.
No.
We have vinyl for sale. Oh, okay. You can pre-buy our vinyl on Bandcamp.
How much
we have a very small number of CDs, but most of them are going in the mail already.
Yeah, I don't want to sell CDs.
You don't want to sell CDs? You just want to sell the vinyl?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, I guess, like, vinyl is really nice for the artwork.
Yes.
That's what I love about vinyl is, like, actually, like, seeing the artwork big enough to, like, actually appreciate it.
Yeah. And the cover is, it's my photo. I took that photo.
Oh, okay.
In 2016. I was actually driving to Levitation in 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's the Great Sand Dunes National Park, and there was, like, a big sandstorm, and it was just, like, really, like, moody, and... It turned out really well, and yeah, I've had that photo for almost 10 years now, and we decided to use it for our album cover.
It was waiting for the right album.
Yeah,
to become the art. Like, yeah, it's always crazy how you never know, like what, like you do something in the moment, and you don't necessarily know how it's gonna play out later or what's gonna happen to it, or
yeah,
you just knew you needed to take it. Our last song today is Peace of Mind by Blue Cheer, which I love the... I think it's hilarious that we're playing... We played Fear Your Mind, and now it's Peace of Mind. So we're leaving everyone with some peace of mind for the end of the show. Keep it locked to CKUW 95.9 FM. Star Road Junction's coming up after this.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Time.